Today's daf is Yivamos daf Yud Zayin, the last daf in the first perek, moving over to the second perek here in Maseches Yivamos. Out of the many prakim that we have, as I'm on the horizon, we have 15 or 16 prakim or so, 16 prakim through Ha'isha Basra that we have for the next couple of months. But this takes us through the first perek as we continue in the sugyas that we were discussing, which were related to issues of Geirus, issues of Meiser Ani. Had we get into this? Because if you remember the story, when they went to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, he had a Mesorah from Chagai, the Navi, that three things. Number one, that was the one that was related to us, that Tzoras Habas, we pass in like Beis Hillel, Tzoras Habas is Asura, and we're Ma'aser Meiser Ani in Ammon and Moab during Shemitah. And number three, we were Makabel Gerim from these nations, from Karduyim and Tarmudim, and that was the Machlokas that we had. Rabbi Yochanan said we do not, at least one version of Rabbi Yochanan held that we do not accept Gerim from the Tarmudim. Why? Because we're worried that earlier in their history, there were questions of Jews and non-Jews having certain relationships, Avdei Shlomo or Benos Yerushalayim, and this Shita held like, not the Shita that we hold like, we'll have this later on. Again, the main sugya of the definition of Mamzerus is the Mishnah later on in the fourth parak on Mem Tesem and Aleph, where the Mishnah there asks, Ezehu Mamzer, and it goes through all the different Tanoim, what exactly, at least three different opinions, what is the definition of Mamzer? But according to the opinion that we had yesterday, and Tosfos also expanded on it, Eved V'goy Haba Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. If there is no Tfisas Kiddushin, if two people can't create a marriage, even if they tried, so that's going to create Mamzerus. Tosfos noted the Chiddush, even if there's no Issur Daraisa. Even if there's no Issur Daraisa, if they cannot create marriage, Tfisas Kiddushin, so then that creates Mamzerus. That was the Chiddush that Tosfos explained on yesterday's daf. We did see a machlokas rishonim also, and that is, we paskin eved va'akma bo bas Yisrael havlad kasher. What does that mean, havlad kasher? Does that mean Jewish, period, fully? Or does that mean that, well, he's not a mamzer, but he does need a certain type of gerus? That was the machlokas we showed him that we saw, and we paskin that he is Jewish. We paskin that havlad kasher means Jewish, not just la'afuke, the shita of mamzerus. Okay, so then once we quoted a related statement, so we have a couple of other statements in the name of Reb Yonah's son. So on the second wide line now, on Tez Zayin Amabes. Am Reb Yishmol Bar Nachmeni, Am Reb Yonah's son. Pasuk Zeh Sar Ha'olam Amru. This pasuk, the following pasuk, the Sar Ha'olam, the angel of the world. Rashi quotes, Malach. A Malach said the following. We just quoted this earlier. This is the pasuk that Rabbi Tzaduk ben Hyrcanus said when he heard about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Azariah, their friend, had a son. Na'ar ha'yisi gamzakanti. That pasuk. So man amres. The Gemara says, well, who else said the pasuk? It had to be a spiritual being. Why? B'nad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilei makud shabrichu. What, did Hashem say this pasuk? Mi ika zikna mi kamei? Is there a zikna in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem doesn't age. There's no zikna from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, he is described in other contexts as a bachur, as a zaken. Right? We had earlier, recently, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in different ways at different times of history. But really, there is no zikna, so he wouldn't say about himself, gam zakanti. So, ve'ela David Amra. What's what happened? David HaMelech said it. Mikashish kulehai. Did David HaMelech live so long that he would be so surprised by Nara Yisi gam zakanti v'lo reisi tzadik nezov? Wow, that's so amazing. David didn't live so long, right? He lived 70 years, right? He got the 70 years according to the Medrash from Adam, who lived 930, supposed to live 1,001 day in the years of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There are human years, there are dog years, there are HaKadosh Baruch Hu years. Baruch Hu years, 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day. So it's not, that's what the Medrash says, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam on the day that you eat, B'yom HaChochem Imenu, most Tammuz, but he didn't die the day of. The answer is, if he died within 1,000 years, that's considered the day of Mitzad Shamayim. So it was 1,070 went to David, the Chulu. So David couldn't have said it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have said it, Elosh Bamina, Sara Olam Amru, that's how you know it was some type of Malach that said it, that has Zikna related to them, but is not obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yomer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini, amar Rabbi Yonasan, my dechsev yado paras tsar al kol machamadeha. The enemy will spread its hand on all of the treasures. What is that referring to in the beginning of Eicha? Ze amonu moav, also referring to the two nations we had the alluded to earlier, but it's explaining the pasuk in Eicha, like we just explained the pasuk in Eicha. B'shach shirich zodik achavim laheichal, when all the non-Jewish mortars went into the Heichal. Hakol nifnu al kesef v'zav v'heim nifnu al sefer Torah. Amun u'moav were not interested in the riches. They were interested in the sefer Torah. Amru, it says al sefer Torah. Maybe they knew there was a special, unique sefer Torah there. The sefer Torah said that was in the Azara, the Sheinichu Ezra. They were going for that sefer Torah, that chashav sefer Torah. They could have gone into shuls. There were shuls in the time of the Mikdash. But they went to that Sefer Torah. Amru, they said, Zeshakasiv bo lo yavo amoniyu moavi pekal Hashem yisarif faish. They were very upset with that halacha, right, that they weren't allowed in, right, which was an insult. So the Torah that says, that statement, yisarif faish, shall be burned in fire, and that's what they did. The question that Achronim ask is, so what did they accomplish? There were many Sefer Torah in the world. Why dafka did they say, oh, we're going to go get that one. So one answer might be alluding to what I just said. And that is, this is the source Sefer Torah. This is the source of it all. You know, the Sefer Torah that was in the Azara was the one that Sofrim copied from. Whenever they had a question, they went back to the original. They went back to the source. If they get rid of that one, so then all the other Sefer Torah in the future could be affected. One. Two is, maybe it wasn't Dafka to try to get rid of that halacha from history, but it was to suggest, says the Ben Yehoyada, Shetaina Sam Haysa, She'ein HaTorah Midivrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Azifu Yisrael Zemei Atzmam. They argued that the Torah was not divinely transmitted, right? It was made from some human beings many years ago. And therefore, they showed by burning a Torah that this Torah is not from the divine, or else HaKadosh Baruch Hu would prevent it from anything happening to it. Right? They're going to burn it to show that it was humans that were overcoming. Find the Jews. But what about the Torah? What did the Torah do wrong? It must be. Must be the Torah is all fake, and therefore, right, they don't have they don't have lightning that is crashing down right now. So therefore, that's what they were trying to prove. Right? It wasn't just to get rid of all this halacha, but it was just to show that the Torah was not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One final line. Tziva Hashem li Yaakov, Svivav Sarav, also in Eicha, Hashem commanded that all of the surrounding nations to Yaakov will become their enemies. Amarav kagon hamun yulapumnara. Okay, the cities that were right near each other, and one became the enemy of the other, of the Jews. Period. Amar Yehuda Amar Avasi. Oved kochavim biz shekidish bizman hazeh choshishin lekidushin. Unbelievable chiddush. A non-Jew goes over to a woman, bizman hazeh. Hari amukudash is libet bazuk. That's Moshe of Yisrael. Goes over and marries her. So what would we say? Nothing. They can't get married. A guy can't have tefisas kedusha with a Jew. It's meaningless. Says Rav Asi, a big chiddush. And over kachavim, that's bekadosh bezman hazeh, we're choshesh lekidushin lechumra. We're choshesh. Meaning, to get out of that, to marry someone else, she would need a get. To live together, he would have to really convert. So choshesh lekidushin, why? Shema me aseres hashvatim hu. Maybe this guy is from one of the 10 lost tribes. Me'aseres hashvatim. Rashi says, shenisa'o ovdos kochavim. They married Jewish girls. We'll see later on that Rashi only says that direction, not the other direction, because there was a nace that the girls of the 10 tribes were unable to have any children. They become ne'ekar, so it's got to be only in one direction. It was the Jewish men from the 10 tribes, shenisa'o ovdos kochavim, v'kasavar. And this sheet is holding, as we said earlier, Ovdos Kochavim Sheyolda Mi Yisrael Havlan Mamzer V'choshin L'Kiddushin Mamzer. A non-Jew, another Shita, for the ingredients of Mamzeris. A non-Jewish woman who bore a child to a guy, a non-Jewish woman who bore a child for a Jew, Havlan Mamzer, V'choshen L'Kedushin Mamzer. So when a guy comes and is the Kaddish woman, maybe this man is from the 10 tribes, and this Shita is going like the opinion that the offspring of that relationship would be Mamzeris. And fine, there'll be a problem. The Rachonim ask why Rashi has to throw that detail in. That's not important for our issue now. Our issue now is just that there is Tvisas Kiddushin. But it's saying that either way, Rashi has that suggestion. So there is Tvisas Kiddushin. Therefore, they'd be worried that maybe there's a marriage here. The person is not a total guy. And Vaha, period. So that's what Rav Asi holds. Okay. Says the Gemara, why does he say this? Vaha called the Parish, Beruba Parish. Why don't we have the principle of anyone who is Poresh from the majority has the status of the majority? Called the Parish Beruba Parish. We know, right? When you have 10 butcher shops, 9 of them kosher, 1 of them not kosher. And you see somebody walking out of one of the butcher shops, you're not sure. 9 out of 10, you say kosher. Called the Parish Beruba Parish. So here too, why don't you say most of the world is not Jewish? So why do you say, oh, it's from the 10 lost tribes? Right, you should say that. There's no worry. Choshishin, we say Kodesh Miruba Parish, even Lakula. So here, why don't we say that? Biduchta de Kevi'i. We're talking about a place where we know the 10 lost tribes were. In the place that they're Kavua. And so then we have, let's just finish the line. Dom Rabbi Abba Barkana, Vayanchem, Bachlach, Uvachavar, Nar goes on. Va'ari Madai. These are the places where they were put. The 10 tribes. Va'ari Chalach Zechilazon. V'chaver Zu Chadiev. Nar goes on Ze Ginzik. Va'ari Madai Zu Chamdon. V'chaver Seha. And the suburbs. V'yamri La Zu Nir V'chaver Seha. V'chaver Seha Man. What are the suburbs? Amr Shmuel. Krach Moshri Chidchi V'dumakya. Okay, so that's all the areas where they were placed. Right, Rashi says, Beduchta Tekevi, B'nei Atzeres HaShpatim, where they were. So what does that mean? Where they were Kavua, and therefore, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, V'chol Kavua Kamech Sal Mechzadami. Many times throughout Shas, these two Yesodos appear with each other. Called the Parish Beruba Parish, called Kavua Kamech Sal Mechzadami. What does that mean? Anything that is stationary is considered half and half. Kol kavua kemechsal mechsadami. That's the opposite of kol deparish beruba parish. If something is going out actively from the rove, kol deparish beruba parish goes out. We're allowed to treat it like the majority. According to most, this is a gzeiras hakasef. What's the difference if I see somebody walking out of one of the 10 butcher shops versus if I find a piece of meat on the floor in front of one of the 10 butcher shops? One's kavua, one's parish. Why should one case we're able to follow the majority, and the case of Kavua, well, the stomach this came from one of the butcher shops too. So what that it's now not moving? It's stationary. So ultimately, it's probably Gzeiras HaKasef. Why this should be, no svar given, but that's the rule, that's the principles. That's what Rashi says here. So in a case where there's a case of Kavua, meaning the guy is Mekadesh, this woman, in one of these cities, so it's kavua, and therefore it's mechzal. Mechzal is half and half, and therefore you have to be choshesh for the kiddushin. Ask Tosas, ask the other Rishonim, and what dafka, this is a case where the guy did it in one of these places, and what if the guy went some other place? Then you're not choshesh the kiddushin. So that's the ukimta of Rav Asi, it's only if it occurs in this city. That could be that it will limiting it. Tosas says a little bit differently. Tosas says no, it doesn't mean kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. When the Gemara wants to say kavua, it says kavua. Here, you know what it means? It means in a beduchta de kivii, and therefore the rove in these areas are me'aseres hashvatim. It's not that it turns from rove to kavua. It's still rove. But it's Rashi, bottom tosis, beduchtayu have a ruba me'aseres hashvatim, v'lo kamo shapirish bekuntris. We should to kavua, kavua, kamechsa, mechsadami. Don't say like Rashi. I might add, because the Gemara says that when the Gemara wants to say it. But Tosfos adds, "De'i azel iu legabak al teparish beruba parish." It doesn't sound like Rav Asi is splitting up where this marriage took place. So there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What does this line mean? The Rosh Lanair says, it sounds like Rashi, because it does use the lashon of kavua in the Gemara. Beduchta de kavi. But it's an important yesod, how to understand this line of the Gemara. Is this the general rule of kol kavua? Or is it still Rov, but it just modified the Rov? There is a very strong question that Rabbi Elchanan asks on Rashi. Okay, we're not going to answer it, we're just going to point it out. Rabbi Elchanan says, in Bo'a Basra, in Simin Pehe, he says, look, in Sof Perek Hamad Yavamas. Sof Perek Hamad Yavamas, Rashi says, Kol Kavua Kemechsa Al Mechsa Dami. Says Rabbi Elchanan, we know there are two types of Rov in the world. Two types of majorities. The Gemara discusses this in the first parak in Chulin. There's what we call a Ruba de Isa Kaman and a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. A Ruba de Isa Kaman is a Rove in front of me. Isa Kaman. For example, the case I gave before, 10 butcher shops. Right, kosher, not kosher, that's a Rove in front of me. It's a majority right here in front of me. You have a city. You have a city where most of the people are Jewish. Most of the people are Mamzerim. Most of the people, that's a Ruba de Isa Kaman. A Rove in front of me. That's where, says Rabbi Elchanan, you usually find the principles of called the part. You find called kavua, right? You have the butcher shops called the parish Ruba parish. But what about the other type, Ruba de Lesa Kaman? That's what we call a statistical rov. Most women give birth after a full term. Most people do this. That's a statistical rov. They don't have people in front of you. Right, it's rove anytime. Most rove oxen are bought for plowing and not for eating. Those are statistical roves. Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Says Rabbi Elchanan, do you find the principle of kavua by statistical roves? Then every case of statistical rove, you could say is a question of somebody not moving and you just go away from that rove. He says Ibke Muchach, from Rashi, this is a case of a statistical rove. Ruba de Lesa Kaman, right? It's about people in the world being from the ten Shvatim. So here's Vakasha, the Bechol Duchti Mavur Lahefich, going rove behemoth ksheiros, a rove nashim, ain an islandus, lekadin kavua. You don't usually apply the principle of kavua by statistical roves, by Ruba de Lesa Kaman. So he says, it's difficult, I find here, that Rashi is applying the principle of kavua to a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. He just has that ha'ara. He says, Vivkink, akati tikshi, Bechol Lesa Kaman, going rove behemoth Sheros, amai lo amrina kavua, right? So that's his question. Maybe that's another reason what's behind Tosfos, why Tosfos doesn't like to say kavua in this context. There is a question that is dealt with by the Achronim, and that is, which is a stronger rove? Ruba de Lesa Kaman or Ruba de Isa Kaman? This is a very lundish question, not for now. Again, beginning of Chulin, and you can think of it both ways. On the one hand, maybe Ruba de Isa Kaman. You have nine, right? You have 9 out of 10 staring at you in the face. That's a very strong majority. Or do you say, no, Ruba de Lesa Kaman, statistics. Statistics are much stronger. That's proven and an experience rove over and over again. But that is a sugya elsewhere. But Rabbi Elchanan brought those two types of rove in to discuss our Rashi right here. Good, let's continue. One more line. Third line on top now. Amar Shmuel. So we read Krach Moshli Chitki V'Dumkia. Amar Yochanan v'kulan livsol. What does that mean? This principle of what Ravasi said, it's all to create psulim. What does that mean? Rashi on top, livsol. Ruban, most of, related to what we said before, most of these mixtures that were worried that this guy is from the Aseres HaShvatim, shenitmu, says Rashi, Ruban mamzerim, shenitmu binos Aseres HaShvatim ba'ovdei Ba'ovdos kochavim ubineyem hari hinki Yisraelim v'noig ben Yisra mamzeris v'en lo nizaru v'nosu ze'achoso obito v'arini mamzerin. So Shmuel adds on that Rabbi Yochanan adds on that not only would we have to be choshesh according to Ravasi for the marriage, but you have to be choshesh that they're not only married but they're mamzerim. Okay, period. Ki amrite. Oh, just one other ha'ara. There is a Rambam. The Rambam says in the end of the 12th parak of Yisurei Bia, relating to this and what we discussed yesterday as well. The Rambam says, Kisha'ala Sancherev Melech Ashur. When Sancherev, the king of Ashur, surrounded and came around Yerushalayim, Bilbel Kala Umos. He mixed up all of the nations as he went up. V'ir b'veim zebazeh. V'higla osamim koman. He wanted to show his jurist, his authority. So he moved everybody around. Right, to show that they weren't in charge. Remember, we had this at the end of Sefer Bereishis, where Yosef moved everybody around so they wouldn't feel they have the upper hand over the brothers who were strangers. So Sancheriv also did that. He moved everybody around. The Elu HaMitzriyim, Shebe'eretz Mitzrayim Ata, Anoshim Achirim Heim. The Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim are not Mitzrayim. V'chein ha'edomim shebistei Edom. And therefore all the halachas of Parshas Kisetzi don't apply. Of Adomi and Amon and Moab and Mitzri. Hoil v'nisarvu arba umos ha'asurim b'chal umos ha'olam. Edom, Mitzrayim, Amon, and Moab, because they were all mixed in. Shein mutarim, hutarako, because they were mixed into the other nations of the world, who are mutar to marry Jews. So therefore, all people in the world are mutar to marry Jews. Shekol haporish mehen lehiskayer, cheskaso shepirish min harov. We don't paskin like this statement of Ravasi. They have to be worried about a guy who comes and tries to marry a woman. Lefichach, kishe yizgayer hager bizman hazeh b'chol makom. Bein Adomi, bein Mitzri, bein Amoni, bein Moavi, bein Kushi, bein Shar Umos, echad hazachar v'echad hanakevus, mutarin lavo b'kohol miyad. That is the Rambam summing up that we accept all of these, gerim. And then the Rambam goes into Perek Yud Gimel in Isurei Bia, all the laws of gerus. That's what the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Gerus, in Isurei Bia. Interesting. Where else should it be? Maybe in Malachim, maybe in other contexts, but the Rambam talks about it here in Isurei Bia, because they're Usur, there's an Isurei Bia until they convert. That is the Rambam. Vilgen, the end of the Minchas Chinuch, in the end of Tavkuf Samach Aleph, question is asked. So this is the Rambam. Everybody's mutter. Says the Esther Menchas Chinuch, why not Bizman Hazeh? Isn't there any more of a principle of Kavua? This relates to what we just said about Rabbi Elchanan. We said most of the people in the world, all those four nations mixed in. See, he does not answer this question. He just wonders why the poskim aren't worried about it. V'chezeh pashut.
And
he wonders why that's true. He points out, again, relating to whether Kavua applies to a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. That's also Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Most people in the world aren't Jewish. And he's applying the principle of Kavua. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe the answer of Elchanan's question on Rashi. Okay, let's continue. Ki amrite kame deshmuel, fourth line. When I said this, Rav Yehuda's talking now. Rav Yehuda, the Amora, was a Talmud of Ravasi, a Talmud of Shmuel, a Talmud of Rav. So when he made this statement of Ravasi in the name of Shmuel, Amar Lei, he says, Shmuel told him, Bincha haba mina Yisraelis kori bincha, vein bincha haba mina ovedes kochavim kori bincha elabina. Only a child from a Jewish mother is Jewish. A child from a non-Jewish mother is not Jewish. And therefore, if you think that there are non-Jewish women here involved from the Aseres HaShvatim, so, I'm sorry, the men are from the Aseres HaShvatim and the women are not, nothing to worry about. They're not Jewish. The Aika Banos, what about the girls? What about the girls from the Aseres HaShvatim? V'yamar Ravina, Shma Mina, Ben Bitcha Haba Min Ovel Kochavim Kori Bincha, right, your grandson, one of the slan that comes from your daughter is Jewish. Gemiri dibinasa dahudara itztaruye itztaru. We have a mesora, Gemiri, that the girls, the daughters of that generation, did not have children. Not have children. The girls of the Aseres HaShvatim did not have children. Rashi says, itztaruye itztaru, nivka rachamon miliklot zera, vinasu akaros. Their uterus was split open and therefore was unable, some type of miraculous event that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want them to procreate, to have children, to procreate, and therefore the uterus of each one of them was unable to to become pregnant. If you look in the Meiri has a little different shot, not going to Nisim. Says the Meiri, Shema Tomar, Shema Min Abanosu, Shebo Hagoy Alehem, Kabbalah Isa Biyadam Alosan Abanos, Shegalu Bosa Shah, Shehein Three Pshatim. Number one, Shehein Echliu Etatzman, Ad Shaamdu Benevil, Shelo Yeshum Adam Kofetz Alehem. They were exiled, but they didn't want any of the non-Jewish nations where they were going to be with them. And therefore, they mutilated themselves. Him hechliu et atzman, am sha'amdu benevol, or actually not physically mutilated, but they made themselves look disgusting and ugly, so nobody wanted to be with them, and therefore they didn't have any children. That's what it means. Not right. I jumped the gun for a second. I was thinking of the Medrash that we refer to in the first Kina that we see on Tisha B'Av. Nupsu Chasideha, right? And we quoted from Al Naharos Bavel that the Jews when they went to when they were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, we say Eich Nashir Asher Hashem Al Amas Nechar. How could we sing the song of Hashem? So the Medrash said that was the Levium when they were on the Euphrates, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Sing for me some songs that you used to sing in the Beis Hamikdash." They were so upset they didn't want to. They sing for them. They all bit off their thumbs, the Medrash says. And they say to him, oh, we can't sing now. They used to use their hands in their thinking. Eich nashir, ashir Hashem al Amas Nechar. The first keynote we say on Tisha B'Av morning is Nupsu Chasideha. It's pious ones who are mutilated themselves. They did that. We're not getting into the halacha ramifications here in terms of Chavala Ba'atzmo. But that was the Mesiris Nefesh that they had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here too, similar, not exactly. But here the first proud of the Meiri was they did it to themselves. They made themselves look disgusting, so nobody would want to be with them. That's the pshat of itztaru yeitztaru. The yesh mefarshim, number two, that they drank something that would make them sterile. Shashasu koshali karin, shalo leilaid mehem. They drank something. The yesh mefarshim, and number three, he quotes Rashi, but then he adds, nivka beis klitasam. It was Nivka. Rashi sounded like it was a nace. So this must not be Rashi, because when he wants to say Rashi, he quotes Gedolei HaRabbanim. He doesn't say Rashi. He just says here, Yesh Mefarshim, Shenivka Beis Klitasam, Le'inui HaDerech, because of the travelings that they went through. Ad Shaloha Yeru'yas Litlodulus Aper. So it was only natural, the Meiri says. All three pshatim. Right? It was not a miraculous event that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want them to procreate, but it was all natural. That is the Meiri.
According to this Peshat, there is no more.
So according to this, right, the question is, where are the 10 tribes? Where are the 10 tribes? So according to this Maimer Chazal, they're not around anymore. Why? Because the females didn't have any kids, and the men, kids aren't Jewish. Right, so according to that, they would not be anymore. So anyways, they're from the 10 lost tribes. According to this, at least this day in the Gemara, they would not be, that would not be true. Vayter Ika da Amri, the Gemara says, "Can read the game of Shmuel." A different version of when Rav Yehuda said this in the name of Shmuel. Amrle, this is what he responded: "Lo zaza misham ad sha'asum ovdei kochavim gemurim." No, forget that. You don't have to be worried about anything. Shmuel said, "Chazal, the Rabbanan of that time gave them because they went and became intermixed into the non-Jewish lands. They gave them the status of non-Jews." That's what they did. Shenemar Bashem Bagadu Kibanim Zarm Yaladu. The question of whether they were different Chazal. Some of them say that they were, you know, they were still Moser Nefesh from Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before, and others say that no, they treasoned. Bashem Bagadu Kibanim Zarm Yaladu Banim Zarim. So you see from there that they gave him the status. If you look in the Meiri here and look in the Chasam Sofer in one place, this was a one-time event in history. No other time in history did the Rabbanan give a group of Jews who were born Jewish the status of non-Jews. Usually we say, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Chata Yisrael, that's the Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua by Achan, Afa Pisha Chata Yisrael Hu. That's the drasha on the words Chata Yisrael. Afa Pisha Chata Yisrael Hu. Even though they sin, they are still Yisrael. Right? That is a song that we're going to discuss with Hashem later in this Pesachta. A big topic. It comes up, Yavam Mumar. Yavam Mumar. What's the case of Yavam Mumar? If there is a Reuven dies and Shimon is the Yavam, but Shimon is a Mumar. He's a heretic. He's totally off. He's not connected to Judaism at all. And he has no interest in doing Yibum. So is this woman stuck now? This woman's stuck. Is there any way to get out of a Yavam Mumar case? Right, is there any way to get out of that? That is a very serious shaila. There are some Rishonim that seem to say there is no Zika Liyibam, but generally we are a machmer. We don't say that Asa'um Ovdei Chachamim Gemurim. We don't say that this is a case where we can be mafkia, the Kedushas Yisrael, right, that is not something that is done. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Eben Ezra and Simen Mem Dalid that the Jewish, right, the Gemara says, even if they were a mumar when they got married, right? What if somebody is totally not believer, right? And he gets married, but he gets married halachically. If somebody gets married not in front of witnesses, then they're not married. But if they get married, says the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Mem Dalad, Yisrael mumar shekidesh kidushav kidushin gemurim v'tzricha mimenu get. Right? If a mumar gets married, Chata Yisrael, v'shachata Yisraelu. V'yafilu zaro sheholin mishehemir. Im kidesh oso zera Yisraelis, kiddush of kiddushin. Even if it's a mumar ben mumar. Right? It's still. V'davka sholidim Yisraelis, obviously only if he had a child with a Jewish woman. Afilu mumeris. Even if the woman is also. Meaning they're totally not connected to Judaism. Aval molidim anakusis, dinuk akusia, fimaya molid Yisrael, she'eno mumar. Aval Yisraelus mumera, she'ish lazeret makusi, she'kidish, kidusha, kidusha. Right? Basically, the woman is Jewish, so that is all that is important. And therefore, if in the case of a yavam, so we do our best to try to get a get out of the yavam's, not a chalitza, out of the yavam's hands. Chassam Sofer writes in one place on Shulchan Aruch that he found that there is a remez to this in one place. The pasuk tells us in Ezra, this is the source the Gemara brings for Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. The pasuk tells us in Ezra, Kol asher lo yavo yacharam kol rechusho v'hu yibadel mikahal agola. So the first half of that pasuk is talking about Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, that Bezin has control over monetary issues. Yacharam kol rechusho. But then you have the second phrase. V'hu yibadal mikahala gola. This pasuk is referring to the Rabbanan's power. So maybe those last four words is referring to this time in history, where they have authority sometimes to uproot Kedusha. This was a major mass exodus of Jews. It can lead to problems in the future. Who's Jewish? Who's not Jewish? It's a big mess. So Chazal gave them the status of Ovdei Chachavim Gemurim, being that they were acting like Ovdei Chachavim. Anyway, that's the Chassam Sofer. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Yosef Achori Drav Kahana, V'Yosef Rav Kahana Kami Drav Yehuda, V'Yosef Ka'amar, Asidon Yisrael Da'avdi Yomotava Kichayv V'Tarmod. Getting back to the Tarmodians. B'nai Yisrael in the future are going to make a great yontif when the Tarmodian city is decimated. Right? They're going to make a great yontif, right? Because there are issues of mamzeris from there. Like we said before, Rabbi Yochanan said you can't accept gerim from them. So when it's desolate, so we're going to make a great yontif. Aiva Achar, it's already desolate. No, ahu Tamud havi. Only Tamud is desolate. Rav Ashi Amar, hainu Tarmud, hainu Tamud. Same thing. Achbuli u'demichbal. Now the problem is, it's like a double city. Chorev mehagisa, osim mehagisa, vichor mehagisa, osim mehagisa. There's always part of it that's still settled. And therefore, there hasn't been a time yet when it's both, when all the entire city has been destroyed. Yosef Rav Amnuna kame du'ulo, v'kavi b'shmaitza. Rav Huna was sitting in front of Ula, and Rav Huna was asking great questions, was involved in a great sugya. Omar, my Gavro, what an amazing person. You are awesome, right? My Gavro, you're great and you're of great strength. Ilav d'Arpanya, Masay, right? If you wouldn't be from the city of Arpanya, right? Then you'd really be great. Why? Because Arpanya, Rashi explains, is a city where they are not so miyuchas. So he says to Rav Amnuna, you would really be amazing if your yichus was just a little better. Ichsef, he was really upset about that comment. Right, he was very embarrassed. Amar Lei, Kesef, and Rav Ula sees this, so he like is trying to make amends and try to get out of what he just said. Amar Lei, Kesef Golgalta Lecha Yavis. Whoa, wait a minute. Where do you pay taxes? Where do you pay taxes to? Amar Lei Lupumnara, to a different city. Amar Lei, Imkemi Pumnara. So then you're considered a Pumnara person. You're not considered from Hormanya, so don't worry about it. You have Yichus. So the lineage, what is the lineage going after? Biological. Goes biological. So here, maybe it means because he paid taxes there, means that he was originally from there, and he's just settled here, and therefore it saves the day. The Sharm Sarah Balacha here discusses, in terms of paying taxes in general, where do you, what about voting rights? You know, different issues come up in Halacha. Meir Panya, what's her Panya, which was the city without Yichus? Amar Abzeira Harsha Kol Ponimbo. It's the mountain that everybody turns to. Meaning they want, when they have no other place to go and they can't find anybody to marry, right? That they go find a woman from there. B'masi satana kol she'ein makir mishpachto v'shifto nifne l'sham. Anyone who doesn't know where to go, doesn't know his mishpacha, shevet goes there. That's why it's a city without miyuchasim. Amar Rava v'yamuka mishaol. It's deeper than Sha'ol. What does it mean? Deeper? In a sense, Rashi says, V'ra'o l'dover zeh yoser mi Gehenim. Sha'ol is Gehenim. So this place of Arpanya It's never ending. It continues. It continues. The psulim. Shenamar miyad sha'ol efdeim. Gehenim even is limited. From sha'ol I will redeem them. Mi maves eg aleim. V'ilu psul didhu les lutakanta. There's no way out. No way out. There is a machlokas in Meseches Kiddushin, the end of Kiddushin, whether mamzerim asidim lihitar la'asid lavo. Right, that is a machlokas based on psukim. But at least in this city of Arpanya, until that happens, you know, it's for sure nothing happening. Psuli Arpanya, the Gemara adds, mishub psuli demeshan. Really, the root of the Arpanya problems came from meshan, which is close to it, and is misarev. Psuli demeshan, mishub psuli detarmo, psuli detarmo, mishub avde shlomo, vahayno damri inshi, kava rabba vakava zuta, mignadar va'azil sha'ol. Large or small measures roll and go to Sha'ol, Mishol, Tarmod, Mitarmod, Meshon, Meshon, Laparnia. All these places of ill repute. They don't have a Yichus. they all are connected. Okay, Hadronullah, Chamesh, Esrei, Nashim. We finished the first parak, but we go into the second parak, which picks up with the end of the first Mishnah that we had back in the first parak. Keitzad Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balama. So what is the case, number 15, if you remember? The first Mishnah, last case, the case of the last Erva, which created Sarah. Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balama, non-contemporary brothers. What exactly is the case? And then we discussed this already in the first parak, that really this is a Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Shimon didn't hold of this fully. That's what we try to figure out cases of Asi Dechalos Asse, if you remember. So it says the Mishnah. Shnei Achim, Umay Sechal Mehem. Here's the case. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies. And after Reuven dies, V'nola Lehem Ach. Levi is born after Reuven dies. V'yachar Kach Yibim Hasheni Es Eishas Achiv. And then what happens? Shimon does Yibim. Reuven died. Levi is born. Then Shimon does Yibim. So, Umeis. And then Shimon dies. So now what? Shimon has two wives. One of them had been Reuven's wife when Levi wasn't born yet. That's the Eishes Achiv Shelohayo Balamo. But Shimon also has another wife. So that's the rule. Harishono Yotza Misham Eishes Achiv Shelohayo Balamo. The first wife who had been married to Reuven and then had been married to Shimon. Right? She is an Erva, as we'll see, Da'oraisa. Eishes Achiv Shelohayo Balamo. You just have the Losase of Eishes Ach without the mitzvah of Yibum, Vashniya, and the other wife of Shimon, Mishum Sarasa, right? She is the Tzara. She is a co-wife of Eishes Achiv Shelohayo Balamo. So both of them do not require Yibum or Chalitza. Asa ba Ma'amar. First time we've had Ma'amar, I think. Ma'amar, that is the Kiddushin Derabbanan, which the rabbis created in the context of Yibum. On a Doraisa level, we know there is no Kiddushin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this connection of Zika of Yibum, right? You don't have to do anything, unlike Kiddushin and then Nisuin. Kadosh Baruch Hu created, but Chazal say, you know what? Before the Bia, do an act of Ma'amar. Why is it called Ma'amar? Why is Kiddushin called Ma'amar from the word Amira? Says the Tosfos Yantif right here, V'nikra Ma'amar l'fi she'ein din Kiddushin ela ba'amira. Because even in a regular marriage, the key is what you say. You got to say something. Obviously, you have to give something too. But Amira is crucial. V'lo b'shtika. Can't get married quietly. Why? Tal kalpanim. Sarach shiyu asukin ba'oso inyan. You at least need to be having talked about marriage right before it. Then they get married. Even if you don't want to say you need harayat exactly. But yibum afilu b'shogeg. Tekasavar isha cheresi kanyak. Tal kaman. Right? Yibum doesn't make her a din need amira. So that's why it's called a ma'amar to emphasize that the Rabbanan added something new here. So what happens in this case? Let's think about the case. Again, Reuven and Shimon, our brothers. Reuven dies. Shimon does, Levi is born. Then Shimon does Ma'amar. Shimon does not do full Yibam. Shimon only does Ma'amar. So on a Da'oraisa level, this Eishes Achiv Shelohayo Balamo, on a Da'oraisa level, is not married to Shimon. So then Shimon dies before he does Yibam. So this Eishes Achiv Shelohayo Balamo, so she is an Erva. She's for sure an Erva. She doesn't require Levi to do anything to her. But what about Shimon's co-wife? On a Daraisa level, Shimon was never married to this other Eishes Achiv Shelohayo Balamo woman. So that's why this woman should do Yibam with Levi. But on a Darabana level, she was married. So that is why the Mishnah says, Asa b'mamar b'meis, shnia choletzes, v'lo misyabemes. That's generally what we say. When there's a derabbanan connection, but not a deraisa connection, she can't get off scot-free because there's a derabbanan connection, but she can't do yibum because there's a derabbanan connection. And that's why we say do chalitza. Good. Amar Rav Nachman, Matani Rishon lo mishtabesh, Matani Shnei lo mishtabesh. In our Mishnah, the language is the first case. When Shimon dies, the first one is off scot-free because of Eishes Achiv, and the second one is the Tzara. There's another version of the Mishnah where it's flipped, that the second one is called Eishes Achiv, and the first one is called Shimon's other wife. So the Gemara says, there's no nafkamina halacha. It's just a question how to categorize them, but they're both correct. Mandatani Rishona lo mishtabesh, according to the one who calls what we have, the first one, my Rishona Lenefila. So that's exactly what we said. The first wife that had been married to Reuven is called Rishona, because she's the first one that in historically had ever fallen to Levi. Umandatani Shnia lo mishtabesh, if you want to call that woman the second one, my Shnia Lenisuin. It means that Shimon married her second. That's why she's called Shnia. Shimon married her, was married to someone else, and then married her second. Says the Gemara, how do you know that's true? Milo askina de yavam baka kanes. Maybe Shimon wasn't married to anybody yet. Shimon did yibum to this woman that had been Reuven's wife, and then gets married to another woman. Same halacha would apply, no? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela mai shnia shnia benisuin. It means second in nisuin, meaning she's been married twice. That's what Shnia means. She had been married to Reuven, and now she's married to Shimon. Good. So that's why the wording in the Mishnah has been explained. Now the Gemara says, Eishes Achiv Shlo Yibalamo Heicha Ksiva. Where's the pasuk in Chumash? We know all the other arayos. We mentioned there were 21 arayos, 15 in the first Mishnah, and then 6 added on in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. So where does it say in the Torah? It says the other arayos in the Torah. Where's the allusion for Eishes Achiv Shlo Hayabolamo? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Amar Kra. It's a pasuk. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdav Shahaisa Lahem Yeshiva Achas Baolam. Right? It has to be brothers that were together in the world. Yachdav Prat LeEishes Achiv Shlo Hayabolamo. Excluding two brothers that never overlapped. Shlo Hayabolamo. Stop there for a moment. Tosis. Tosas on top asks, why do you need a pasuk to exclude Eishes Achiv Shlo Hayabolamo? Why don't you say Terachecha Darchei Noam? What do you mean? Let's say Reuven dies, and then Shimon is going to do Yibum. Let's say there is no brother. Let's say, Shimon's going to do Yibum. Or let's say there is no other brother. Is there any suggestion that we're going to have to wait to see that if Reuven ever gets any more brothers, right, so then maybe you'll have to do, if Eishes Achiv Shlo Hayabolamo was mutter, you should have to wait to see if there are any new brothers born. But obviously not going to say that because this woman is going to have to get married sometime, so why don't you say the source for the fact that you don't have to worry about Eishes Achiv Shlo Hayabolamo is Rachel Dachinoam, because the Torah wouldn't demand you to wait forever. And there might be another brother born in 10 years, so it must be that she's an Erva. And therefore, even if another brother is born, Terechayr Dachinoam would mandate that there wouldn't be a Zika. That's Tosis' question. Tepekle midachsiv Terecheha Dachinoam? Question mark. If you look in Tosis' answer is, well, maybe, what if the mother-in-law is at least pregnant now? Maybe there you would say it's mutter, because there it's not infinite. It's within 9 months. So if you know she's pregnant, which in those days probably meant at least a couple months in, right, hukar ubra, to know that she's pregnant, so maybe there you would say, that's why Tosa says you need a pasuk, because there, it's not the rechadach, I'm going to wait a couple of months, and that's why you need a pasuk to tell me that she would not be, she would not have to wait. Number one. Number two, another reason given, this is not in the Gemara, the Sefer Chasidim gives another reason. Amar HaKasuv, Lahakim la'achiv shame. Says the Sefer, very unusual Sefer Chasidim, giving a whole lumdish answer here. But Sefer says the Sefer Chasidim in Tav Tzadi Gimel. Says, you know why, how you know? Maybe giving a svar for the pasuk. This boy, what's the point of Yibam? To be make him shame achiv. Make him shame achiv. So this guy who was not born until after his brother died. So, look, when is he gonna be able to be make him shame achiv? Let's say he's going to wait till he's 13. So what's the wife going to be? Hari kfar bashanim rabos. Ukeshehu ben yudches o ben chaf. And let's see, when he's 18, when he's 20, she's already past the time of having kids. So it's not shaykh. Shaharei almana sheikva below baal eser shanim shuvein yoledes. And therefore, there's not going to be akam hashem. So he gives a svara. Why? Maybe the svara for the pasuk. He's not arguing on the Gemara. But he's giving a svara for the pasuk.
Then you should say the same thing if there's a baby.
What?
Or if the kid is one,
right. So what about if the kid is one, but there's got to be certain limits, there has to be certain rules. Right, so you're going to tell me that he has to be 13 years old, has to be 10 years old. So what the svara is given for, let's say, most cases, they don't have to say. Right, in most cases, if you have a brother who died, mistam, his brothers are somewhere in proximity of him. But even though, you're right, lavdafka, you could have brothers that are 20 years separated from each other. But that's how low plug works, meaning you have rules for most cases, and sometimes there are some problematic cases. But here, every case is going to be many, many years afterwards. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Akiva Eiger also asked on Tosfos, why don't you say that even if she's pregnant, Rove should be Lakula, because 50% are girls, and then there's some that are Nephilim. Right, that's so you have more than 50% that you don't have to worry, even if she's pregnant. So it should still be a svar, why you don't need the pasuk. Okay, let's continue. Yachtov, says the Gemara, another drasha from Yachtov. Miuchadim benachla. Together means they are together in inheritance. Prat la'echa mina'im. Excluding maternal brothers. As we know, the only mitzvah of Yibam is paternal brothers from the father. Rabba amar achim na'av, yalaf achva achim b'nei Yaakov. No, a different drasha. You learn a gzeira shava. Achvin Achin, brothers from Bnei Yaakov, Malahalam and Avalom and Aim, just like there, they all have the same father, they don't have the same mother, right? Bilah and Zilpah and Leah. So just like over there, they're from the father, Afkan and Avalom and Aim, Valela Vaklachl Me Arayos, why don't you learn Agdir Shema from Arayos, and there it's even from the mother, Dunan Achim, Me Achim, Bein Dunan Achim, Me Achecha. You'd rather you use the same word of Achim by the Gzeira Shava. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina. What do you mean? Why do you have to have the same word by Xerushava? There's always flexibility. Hatana Devera Bishmael. This is quoted many places in Shas to always prove that Xerushavas don't need the exact word. Vishava Kohen, Uva Kohen. We compare when the Kohen goes in and out by Tsaras. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. Question mark. So Gemara says, no. Hani Milehecha Delakami Dizamile. We'll settle for that one. We'll settle for different words if you don't have any better choice. Avalhecha Dikami Dizamile, Midamile Alfinon. But where you have a better choice, for Xerushava, you always go by the exact same words. Good. Vilelef, just one Nakuda. I saw that the Or Letzion asks, Hare, Afshe Ein He Mamish Dome Echalasheni. It's still better to learn from Achos Isha. Why? They're both after Matan Torah. Isn't that a better? Right? From the brothers of Bnei Yaakov, that's a word from before Matan Torah. So he answers that this Klal Zed, the idea of learning from before Matan Torah, is worse. That's only by a Binyan Av. But by a Gzera Shava, you go by any word in the Torah. And therefore, he's not learning from Halacha here. And therefore, it wouldn't make a difference. Important to Ha'ara. Continuing. V'leil of Achva Achva Milot. There's the same word achim, and learn from Lot what? That Yibam could be done with a nephew. Lot was Avram's nephew, the son of Haran. So maybe learn from the achim, that you could even do Yibam with a paternal of a son. No, because that's Mufne, that's totally extra. That word Achim is totally extra. But now the Gemara explains, what do you need two sources for? Wasn't Yachtov good enough? What do you need the Gzeira Shava for at all? So, Dikaz Rachmana Achim, if you had the only Achim, Hava Amina Leilav Achva Achmi Lot, I would have learned it from Lot. To say even a nephew. And if you say, well, it's not extra la'ai, afnu ye mufne. It is mufne even there. Midavi le lemechtav re'im v'ksiv achim. He uses this special word achim, shamina lafnu ye. So it's extra there too. So I would have thought it even by nephews, a yibam would apply. Because of Rachmana yachtav amichad benachala. That's why he says yachtav, two who are equal in achala, two brothers. V'i kas of Rachmana yachtav. And if it only said yachtav avamina, demi yachtim ba'aba ube'ima. Yachtav means together totally. Paternal and maternal. You need both. Tzricha, no, that's why you need the other part to tell me even just paternal. Says the Gemara, Hama Echid Tesi. Right? Why would you have had a havamina that you need the maternal also? Yibam Nachla Tali Rachmana. Yibam is connected to Nachla. V'Nachla Min Avalo Min Emu. And we know that already from Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas, that Nachla is only from the father. So why would you have had a havamina that it would go by the mother also? So Istrich, Saka, that the Chamina hold the Chiddush, the Kamishtari Erva Gabe, the whole mitzvah of Yibam is a Chiddush. That your matir aishas ach, so em adam yachti ba'aba ve'ima. I would have maybe limited it to, right, ein lecha bo ela chidusho. Right? You have to limit the chiddush only by a full, full brother, where you're related full by the mother and the father. Sricha, that's why you need the other pasuk to tell me, even if it's just paternal. Even if it's just paternal. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we start off. Amar Afuna gets into the sugya of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. The Lamdish question, how to look at the Zika between a Yavam and a Yavama. Okay, we'll stop here.